grilling, guys. It's the Fall is for Hunting special. And when I think of hunting, there's really a bunch of emotions that run through my body. But getting ready for hunting is one of the fun parts because I have a tradition now for 20 or 30 years of going to, in my opinion, the greatest hunting and sporting shop in the state of Michigan, and that is Allen Bobs, who is also a sponsor of our show. I think maybe the very first sponsor, and the manager and my good friend Merle Shoemaker is here with us right now to talk about cool new stuff for hunting. Welcome back there.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I know your store inside and out, but I still peruse every aisle when I'm in there just because you're always adding new stuff, and you're actually thinning your inventory down right now. And why is that?
Well, after 60 years of being in our location on Division Avenue, Allen Bobs is going to be moving to a new building. And it's very exciting for us.
So you're going to a smaller building, probably.
We're going to a much bigger building. So we'll be able to, we're really looking forward to being able to expand our product lines. Fishing, hunting, you know, we're going to be able to get deeper into some more merchandise.
Maybe apparel, bigger boots.
Bigger boot selection, more apparel. Because, you know, even on the fishing side of it, fishing apparel has gotten really big. And our location that we're currently in, it's hard for us to do anything as far as expansion because we just don't have the space to do those type of things.
And now you've been there for a long time, and you have a really nice archery range. Will you have that in a new location?
Right now, when we move with our new archery range, we're not going to have a range for shooting, so to speak, but we do have plans for something in the future. We will be able to test bows and crossbows because we do a lot of service work.
Yeah, you do.
On bows and crossbows.
You have to shoot them to do that.
And we have to shoot them. You know, we paper tune. So we'll have a shooting range available for us as a service shop.
So if wherever you're at listening to this, Allen Bobs is in south end of Grand Rapids, Michigan, West Michigan. And we have a freeway that loops around the south end of town called M6. And then 131 comes up from Kalamazoo, where Bell's and Arcadia Ales are, and Western Michigan University. And 131 goes literally all the way up to Mackinac Bridge. So big, big highway. M6 is a big belt under Grand Rapids, and you're going to be literally right at the intersection of those two big highways. That's just so smart strategically.
Yeah, it's a really great location. So, you know, 68th Street exit right at the intersection of 131 and M6 is a fantastic location. It's easy to get to from every direction.
Yeah, and if you're familiar with that area, if you look to the right before you hit the intersection, you'll see a big building with a bunch of horse trailers and sort of a tack and a Western shop. You're going to be in that building.
Right. We're going to be in, and we're going to combine our business with Millbrook Tack. So it's a brand new remodeled building.
A little strategery here.
Yes. And we have a lot of crossover customers. We have, you know, a lot of crossover merchandise, too, as far as the clothing and footwear goes. So that's going to be a really good fit for us. When we're really looking forward to it.
Cross-dressers in the woods.
You're right.
Never heard of that.
Exactly. Yeah, they sell, you know, it's going to be one business, but it will still be called Millbrook Tack, and it'll be Allen Bob Sports.
What a cool combination, because
it really is.
If you think about it, I mean, like when I go in the woods, when my brother is out in the woods right now, and when he's in the woods, his wife's hooking up her gooseneck and throwing her horses on the trailer, and she's going trail riding. So there's a marriage there, and in my opinion anyway, horses are largely, that's a chick thing.
Yeah, it really is.
And so the guy can come in and buy all his hunting gear, the ladies can go in and get their latest pair of boots or harnesses or whatever they're in need of. That's a wonderful, you need to put a little bitty microbrew station in the middle of that, then just keep people there all day.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fantastic?
So what is new on the bow hunting scene? Now, I got a beautiful Bowtech from you a couple of years ago. I love it. I think I'm set for life for a bow, but I know things are always coming out and changing. What do you see as something that's really changing the game of bow hunting right now?
Well, I've seen that in bow hunting, as far as the bow manufacturers go, I see a switch back from speed to forgiveness, shootability.
Explain that.
So, you know, a lot of things can be compromised in the shootability of a bow just to achieve speed. And when you achieve speed, sometimes the shootability accuracy is not there.
Really?
They're a little bit harder.
I missed a couple times last year?
That very well could be. But
was that just stupid shots I shouldn't have been taking?
That's very possible. But the shootability of the bow, the cam, the brace height of the bow has a lot to do with the shootability. And I myself have the new Bowtech this year, the Rain 7. And that is
just trying to make me feel bad.
Fantastic. You got to shoot this thing.
I'm not going to shoot it.
It is fantastic. I mean, it shoots. And when I talk about shootability, this bow has shootability.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, when you handed me that Bowtech a couple years back and you said, just try this, the first couple shots, I'm like, holy cow. And I had a Matthews. I thought I had a really nice bow, but it was a few years older and it was kind of noisy. And I shot very well with it. I killed a few animals with it. It was decent, but it was kind of noisy. This Bowtech is so incredibly quiet.
Yes.
And that's what I like about it. But it's also, in all honesty, it's really, really, really accurate. And practicing every year is the big deal. And I'm not practicing this year again because I'm building a new house. And I'm going to be heading up right now when we're done, and I'm going in the woods. And I have a target up there. I'll take a few shots this afternoon before I head to the tree stand. But you really got to practice a bunch to be able to shoot under all circumstances.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, and that goes back to the shootability, too. So you have a bow that's shootable that allows you to make a few errors in your form. You know, so that's what I define shootability as. And the Bowtech line, for the most part, the bows are shootable. So you can practice less if you really want to and still be able to, if your form's not right on, if you're not used to, you know, doing certain things, it'll still allow you to make some errors and be accurate.
Yeah, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys, and we have Merle from Allen Bob Sports in here right now. We're doing a little getting ready for bow camp, and maybe you haven't even been out. I have not been out yet. Have you been in a tree yet?
I have. I was the opener and haven't been in one since because just honestly the weather conditions have not been right.
Yeah, a little warm.
It's been way too warm, and as far as new products, I have cameras that send my pictures right to my phone instantly.
Really?
So I never have to go to those cameras, and that's another product that, you know, if people aren't using those, they need to, because
I don't have a single camera.
You can get the cameras that are taking the pictures. You have to go pull the SD card out of them to get the pictures.
Too much work.
But I never have to go to my cameras. They send the pictures instantly to my phone.
Through a cell or something?
Yes, it works as a cell camera.
And there's a monthly fee on that?
Yeah, there is a monthly fee, but it only costs you $10 for two cameras.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, so, you know, it's fantastic.
That could drive you crazy, though. You could be at work, and you could get a picture of the monster buck.
That's exactly what happens. So it's kind of doing my scouting. It's telling me what the deer movement is, and you know, honestly, I haven't got a picture in 3 days, so I can tell
that's
you
sad.
And I do get a lot of pictures, so I can tell you that, you know, something's going on. The deer laying low, and the
you can see
deer
like your neighbor
good,
there
so.
Flipping you off on the camera.
right. But that is a fantastic deal if you're a serious hunter to get one of these cameras that sends the pictures to your phone. Because I was in the tree stand opening morning, and I had a picture of a great big doe coming to me before I even knew she was there, so I could get ready. And I saw her come by, but she was just too far away. But, I mean, it alerts you to those types of things, too, because everybody brings their phone in the tree stand with them these days.
Right.
And it'll send the picture right to your phone while you're in the woods.
Merle, I could have this conversation for hours. And I say this sincerely. When we put this show together over seven years ago, I made a list of companies that I thought we would want as partners, because it takes funding to put this show on, right? So we want the sponsors of things we like, because this whole thing is just about us having fun. It's not going to be my retirement fund. that's doing something else. This is fun. So Alan Bob's is just near and dear, and we sure appreciate you coming in and your support of the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll be back. You know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor.